lunch at home. One day, Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys wandered into the forest and started playing. Krishna looked as beautiful as a freshly formed rain cloud. They spent many hours in fun sports and games. Desiring to see their beautiful forms and pastimes, Yashoda sent Rohini to bring Krishna and Balaram back home. Rohini Devi, the reservoir of unlimited piety and qualities, ran out of the house to perform this task. Seeing the boys from a distance, she called out, "Have you forgotten to come home due to your absorption in playing? You are perspiring profusely and must be famished from so much playing. Now stop playing and come along with your enchanting elder brother and friends. Take your bath, dress properly, and satisfy Mother Yashoda by sitting down and eating sumptuously." Krishna, however, ignored Rohini's request and kept enjoying with his friends. Feeling frustrated, Mother Rohini returned home. Then Yashoda ran to call the boys. "Hey, listen, Baladev. King Nanda is starving and will not eat until you return. Now hurry along." Yashoda then addressed Krishna. "Oh, my darling son, today is your birthday, so you will be bathed with auspicious articles. You will receive the blessings of the Brahmanas, who are the veritable demigods of this world. Your father had brought opulent clothes for you. Now come home and take your meal with your father and all the assembled Brahmanas." Saying this, Mother Yashoda, who walks as majestically as a royal elephant, caught Krishna's lotus hand and said, "Come along, let us go home." Keeping Balaram in front, Yashoda led Krishna and the boys back home. Yashoda cannot tolerate that Krishna joyfully plays all day without stopping to eat. Like all mothers who dearly love their children, Yashoda stopped them playing so that they could eat their meal. Yashoda ordered her maidservants to bring massage oils, bathing powder, clothes, ornaments, and garlands. Taking a soft, damp cloth, Yashoda cleansed Krishna by removing all the dust from his body, which resembled a fully blossomed blue lotus. Yashoda massaged him with oil, bathed, and dressed him. After anointing his transcendental body with fragrant oil, Yashoda brought Krishna before Nanda Maharaj. Nanda happily picked up his boys, who responded with sweet smiles, and then sat down to take his meal along with Krishna and Balaram. Yashoda's servants also bathed and dressed all of Krishna's friends. After feeding everyone, Yashoda instructed Krishna's playmates before sending them home. She said, "From now on, do not keep playing with my restless son when it is time for his eating. At that time, you should stop and quickly return to your homes." Out of love for his friends, Krishna walked with them for a short way before bidding them farewell.